Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cook and Joe, Bob Pompeiani in studio for the entire show today. You can follow us on Twitter, 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Locations in North Huntington, the North Hills. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. And the time, Ron, is 10:30, brought to you by DQE Communications for reliable business internet. Depend on DQE. How about the Pirates pinch hitters? You seen anything like this? They're hitting like 350. Yesterday, what'd they have, four or five hits?
I think they were four or five.
Yeah, four, that's unbelievable.
Four out of five.
I mean, and Stallings got the big single, the real big single, to in the winning rally. But, it's just Martin had a pinch hit, right? It's just they've been very good at pinch hitting, no doubt. Frazier yesterday had a big pinch hit.
Boy, did he
ever.
By the way, I think Frazier
had two hits.
He looks better to me as one of those bench guys who can play a lot of different positions.
I agree. And I think we're discovering that maybe about him. Can you foresee the day when maybe it's Cole Tucker at short and Newman at second?
Yes, or Kramer's another guy down there who's playing well. He may have a role in that. But I think Frazier serves you well as a utility guy who can do just about everything. And he's good in that role, and he seems to thrive better at it. The longer you see him at second, the more you have questions, in my view. And he's a good player. I like him. I don't know if he's fit for that on a regular basis.
How about the last at-bat when that pitch hit the catcher's mitt? What were you thinking, Ron?
Strike three.
I thought it was strike three, except that I looked up away and saw the computer strikes.
Earlier in the game, Ron.
That guy, he missed some calls.
Marte had the same pitch. It was called a strike earlier. Remember, Marte kept looking back at him.
Well, strike two for him was high, and then strike three was way inside on Marte.
Yeah,
on
right.
Bat.
So that,
now,
based
on
that.
Now, I'm watching the game. I'm behind. The press box, you're looking down. I couldn't tell. I wasn't watching the TV. Apparently, they didn't like the call, though. Their catcher just stood there for a while. Their manager came out and said something to the umpire.
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'll say
what
this
was impressive about that, Joe, is it was 0-2.
I know.
And then he took four.
And how about the onions to take that pitch?
Yeah.
Because you think.
What? Onions, he said.
The what?
Onions.
Onions.
What are the onions?
That's a Bill Raftery term I like. Onions.
Euphemism.
Yes. But he had it to take it. And normally you're thinking to yourself, oh, man, that's too close. You got to follow it. You got to do something. He took it. And
the Marte, I'll say this, though. The Marte pitch, a little bit of the ball was on that line.
But it still was.
On the computer,
I
strike zone, whereas the Newman pitch was clearly above it. I don't know how that ever got to be a ball in Major League Baseball. Like that,
it's a strike in 15 years ago.
But the way the game is, it was a great take. It really
was. But it's a strike. I mean, it's right
over
the plate.
I know it is. Yes, it should be a strike.
Didn't they used to have letters, knees, right?
This one was like barely above the belt.
Barely above, exactly. I don't know how that was called a ball. And give Newman credit because he worked that count.
It was called a ball because this day and age, it's a ball.
Yeah, but he just called it a strike on Marte.
No, he didn't.
Yes,
I just told you it was closer on that one. Ron.
Half of that ball, and if you're going to go by that grid, which I think they should just get rid of the grid, it's making.
If you go by the grid, that the Newman pitch was more clear.
But Marte was still half the thing on the grid was out of that.
The bad call on Marte was low and inside.
Right.
It was way off the grid.
But I mean, if you're watching that game like Newman was the whole way, and you saw that umpire as crazy as he was with his
at least by the
you got to swing at that ball,
Marte,
but he didn't.
Marte got screwed twice, I thought, on that at bat.
He did.
But I just don't trust the angles
once,
of those.
I don't either.
I just don't trust.
I think they're doing a disservice to the game. Now they're all sponsored. They're not going away because it's money, but it's hurting everybody.
Why?
Because I don't, like Ron said, I don't trust the angles. Everybody's different in those ballparks, the way they're set up. I read an article where, I forget who did it, one of the guys at MLB talked about because of the construction of different stadiums, it's hard to get the exact same look every time from that camera angle.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if that's the case, if you took that box away, okay, hypothetically, Joe, would you have called that a strike if you were watching at home without the
box? Probably,
okay.
Yeah.
Then the umpire wouldn't have any, there's be no question. We're questioning because the stupid grid's up all the time.
No, the way they call the games, even the umpires without the grid, Ron, that's a ball this day and age. That was a ball.
It should be a strike, but yeah, the way they call it. I mean, but the Padres obviously didn't like it. The manager came out, said something to the umpire. Of course they're not going to like it. But don't walk the leadoff guy when you got a 3-run lead.
No,
that's
where
my problem is.
And don't walk Newman with the game on the line. At the very least, it was a ball. It was a clear ball.
Make him get a hit.
412-928-9370. I can't live without the computerized strike zone.
I can.
By the way.
I'm mad
one day you didn't have it, right?
Yeah, I have to see it.
I don't like it. I just assume not have it.
I'd rather not have it. Once it's introduced.
No way. You trust these umpires?
I don't.
I like the fact that umpires are held
accountable. Okay, fine. But we had a guy yesterday on Twitter, I think his name's Skip, and he's very adamant about this. And he watched the entire game and logged every call that was not in that zone. And it was like 79 of them that were called different ways that were not strikes, that were called strikes, and vice versa. Okay. There were 483.
I didn't catch that.
Well, apparently he watched every pitch.
Skip, we're talking.
Yeah,
about.
I think so.
Yeah, Skip.
But he's a big baseball fan on Twitter. He logged every pitch that was outside of that grid.
Yes.
That was miscalled. And there were 79.
How would you know they were miscalled?
Because the grid says it's a strike. The umpire calls it a ball.
All right.
You know, where umpire calls it a strike, it's a ball. That kind of stuff.
Yep.
70. Okay. There were like 500 pitches thrown in that game. Again, without the grid, I don't think you can come up with 79 of them. You may think a few of them are outside and
so
clear
to
the
eye.
Point?
What was his conclusion?
Electronic
Skips.
Strike zone.
No, what was his conclusion?
That's his conclusion. Just do an electronic strike zone.
So he supports the electronic strike zone.
Yeah, he didn't like the umpire's
performance. One of the things I talked
about. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but again, you wouldn't know it as bad if the thing wasn't on there.
I want to know that it's bad. I want to know what they're not doing.
I think you can make your own conclusions without the grid.
One of the things I talked to Jim Leland about, and I wrote about him in yesterday's paper. We had him on last week. I called him back.
It was a good interview, by the way.
Very good.
And he said the umpires have never been better at calling balls and strikes. That they're going to miss a couple each game, just like everybody else is. And he brought up something interesting. He said, when you used to have 7 and 8 inning pitchers, you'd get in a groove. You know where the pitchers were throwing. The umpires would get into a groove along with the pitchers. He said, now you have 5-inning pitchers. You bring in 6 guys out of the bullpen who throw at 98 miles an hour. They're all over the place. He thinks it's harder than ever to do it. But he thinks they're better than it.
I think that's a valid point. That's a good point.
But it's also an argument for a computerized strike zone. If it's harder to do it, then to me.
He absolutely doesn't want it, by the way.
I don't want it either.
I do.
But then again.
At the very least, I want to be able to see it because, I mean, there's no measurement to say are they better and worse than they used to be. But there's a lot of nights, including yesterday, where the guy was wildly inconsistent.
I agree. I think yesterday it was wildly inconsistent. You can make that determination, Joe, without seeing the box.
Why don't we get as outraged over that as we do Saints-Rams?
Well, we got pretty outraged over that. And now the rules have changed there.
Well, why don't we get as outraged over umpires? Let's talk about this a little bit more coming up. 412-928-9370.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.